how would you define retention, and then let's pick up from there and see where it goes.
Sure. So interesting question, right? How I define retention, because it's unlike, say, acquisition. It's very, very dependent on the kind of business that you're running and the nature of the product and things like that, right? Like the way you think about retention for, say, e-commerce is going to be radically different for a SaaS product company. It will be very different for enterprise versus SMB, stuff like that. But I think for me, the major piece, the way I look at it is, and this kind of helps tie the entire life cycle back to marketing and acquisition in terms of looking at it in terms of your CAC payback period, right? So
Right.
if you've kind of got a certain cost of acquisition of customer, which is CAC, you're typically looking at how soon do I kind of get that money paid back by my customer, right? And retention is, for me, is typically looking at retaining the customer at least to that point, and ideally beyond, right? Because if you are not retaining a customer at least, say, to your payback period, then you have a bit of a problem on your hands that the money that you're spending to bring in that customer, you are not kind of recovering that back from them through their product usage or their transactions on your site or the purchases that they made, right? So if you're setting a target, and some of this will be historical based on how you've been running the business, but for a brand new business, it's very often a target that you're to set, saying that I can afford to take 6 months to recover my money on this customer, or I can take just 3 months, or if it's a more transaction based, it could be like I need three transactions for them
Right.
to recover my the cost that I spent on them. Or it could be even something like for very high value purchases, like if you're buying, say, a suit, for example, it could be like I can recover this in one purchase, right? It could be as simple as that. For something like, say, cosmetics and stuff like that, which is low ticket items, you may say I need 25 transactions
Right.
to capture that back. So then we'll look at retention in terms of that at least till that point, I need to retain my customers till that point. Otherwise, I've kind of lost money on this customer. And then you have to scale that up to say, okay, on this customer versus this cohort versus this group that I've acquired this month. And there are 150 ways to cut this. You can cut this by channel, you can cut this by monthly groups, you could cut this by products that you're selling, stuff like that. To take like the cosmetics one, you could take like everyone who's bought kajal sticks, or everyone who has bought lipstick or eyeliner. You could cut it on those lines. You could cut it on everyone who has come in through Diwali sale. You could cut it through everyone who's come in through an event, right? And see, okay, what is my payback period? How much have I spent to acquire these customers? I need to get my money back. There are different benchmarks, of course, on terms of like your lifetime value to acquisition of your customer acquisition cost benchmarks, right? Like typically, especially for product companies, we talk about a magic number of, say, 3:1. That the lifetime value of your customer has to be, let's say, 3x what you paid to get them in the door, right? And if you're thinking about, say, a 3 year lifetime for that customer, you're looking at a payback period of 1 year. That is, you're making money for the customer over 3 years. They're giving you 3x the money that you spent to bring them in the door, which means you will break even in 1 year, which means you should retain them at least till that 1 year. If they're going to bounce out in 6 months, you've lost money on that customer. Whereas if they stay for 2 years, your second year revenue is profit, right? At a gro at least at a unit economics, not factoring in, say, the cost of your product and net margin and all that. But at least like cost to acquire plus the money you got, at least 1 year of profit you made, right? Similarly, for transaction paid based businesses, it's if you're looking at, say, I acquired a customer at 100 rupees, I hope to make $1,000 off them. Then you're and the average person makes, say, five transactions, then you're looking to make, say, 200 per transaction. Then
Right.
they should at least make one transaction. Or if it's, say, 20 transactions and it's 50 rupees per transaction, you should hope for at least two transactions, right, to cover that 100 rupees that you spent. Then after that, the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh transaction is all basically at an
You're in the
acquisition
positive,
level,
yeah.
yeah, you're in the positive, right? And that is once you factored in other costs for the business, money that you can plow back into growth.